This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference here in Tucson, Arizona. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Chad Schultz from Calabria. How are you, Chad?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Good.
You are welcome. So how's the conference going for you so far?
The conference is great. Lots of interaction, lots of new information.
Boy, man.
It's great to see everybody again as well.
Indeed. Yeah, nothing like networking, more face-to-face networking.
Absolutely.
In the desert here in Tucson. So, because you're from Canada, right?
Yeah, so Central Canada. So
this is a little bit of a change for you.
We're just coming into spring, so the temperature differential is quite large at the moment. This is beautiful.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, and you're participating in a studio session. That was yesterday, I think?
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
And so tell me a little bit about Calabria and what you guys do, and then how you guys are partnering with Co-op as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we basically offer a coalition credit card program across Canada. So currently, we're lucky enough to have about 95% of the market space in Canada, which is great. About 200 credit unions. When we think about the credit union space in Canada, about 13 million members across Canada, $700 billion in assets. We founded in 2015, really built up the program from nothing, and really excited to offer some new solutions. And so really what brings us here and some of the partnership that we have with Co-op.
How do you guys work together to kind of benefit Canadian credit unions?
The relationship with Co-op has been really a cornerstone in how we provide a lot of best-in-class solutions. And so we think about some of the technology solutions we use. We realized early on that we can't be everything to everybody and really lean into a lot of the technologies we need. And Co-op is a great partner. We've been with them from the beginning. Lucky enough, we came together and signed a new agreement. And really leading into digital. So we partnered with them over the last year to launch a new digital solution, looking at deeper integration with our credit unions to really focus on engagement and give credit unions the tools they need to grow their membership.
Do you guys work with U.S. credit unions as well, or are you guys just for Canadian?
No, at the moment, just Canadian credit unions. Okay. We're really focused on the system in Canada.
Gotcha. Share with me the current state of the Canadian credit union system, because I'm eternally curious about what goes on north of the border, so to speak.
You know what? We're in good shape. And it's interesting the similarities between the Canadian system and the U.S. system. It's quite they're quite alike in many different regards, and so really healthy, resilient. You can imagine coming out of COVID, and obviously through COVID, but even just over the last 100 years when we look at the Canadian system, it's remained strong, and their focus on members and the community has been paramount to their success. And so you see the same thing in the States. Those cooperative values kind of weave their way through North America in the same way.
Yeah, there's tons of similarities for sure. Yeah, always fascinated how you guys work the credit union system up in Canada. So yeah, good stuff. And there's a lot to learn on both sides of the border as well, for sure. So, hey, talk about payments a little bit here. How are Canadian consumer expectations aligning with or diverging from what we're seeing here in the U.S.?
Yeah, they're very similar. Okay. So I think heavy on debit and credit.
Yeah.
Although I will say that Canadian consumers are really focused on rewards and loyalty. And so that drives a lot of credit card usage rather than debit. And mostly because we have a single network solution for debit in Canada called Interact. And so the ability to differentiate in that field is very slim.
Yeah.
And so that differentiation really comes in the credit card field. So that's where you're going to see a lot of that difference. I will say, you know, across the world, we see the move to mobile and e-commerce.
Oh, yeah.
We talk a lot about BNPL and some of the adjacent services. But it's always interesting when I come to the U.S., where we diverge a little bit, although the U.S. is catching up now, is contactless and chip and pin. And so it's always interesting, you know, I haven't given away my credit card in Canada to somebody in years to come here and give away my credit card now.
It's really,
It's interesting.
Very weird, yes. Yeah. I know. And it's we always kind of lag behind the rest of the world. We catch up every now and then, but then everyone else, you know, gets ahead, and then we got to play catch up again. But it's all good, all good. Say, hey, last question for you here. What's on the horizon for Calabria's own growth? What's on the horizon for your growth strategy? And then what about Canadian credit unions? What do they expect to see for your organization over the next few years?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we're a fairly young organization.
Yeah.
Started in 2015, grew into 2017 and onboarding a lot of the credit unions that we do have today. 95% of that marketplace ownership has been really valuable for us. And now we're really leaning into growth, partnering with our credit unions, listening to them to understand what their needs are, coming to, you know, co-op and this conference here to hear from U.S. credit unions as well and their perspective. But it really is about leaning into technology. And, you know, we heard in some of the general sessions here today, you know, bring together technology and the individual, serving them where they are, engagement, deeper integration within the credit union system. That's really that focus, to make sure that we can start engaging more with those members. Think about penetration rate in Canada, Canadian credit union system. It's about 14% for credit cards. So the opportunity is very, very large. Because the big banks often hover around 50%. So that's a massive growth potential for the Canadian credit union system. We're excited to partner with credit unions to get there.
Right on. And what are you taking? Speaking of co-op, I mean, speaking of bank, are there any takeaways from the conference so far that you're going to take back to Calabria when you go back to the office? Or?
Absolutely. You know, I was very interested in some of the research that co-op did with EY and MasterCard. You know, the question always is whether it translates to the Canadian market. But like I said before, we're not as different as we think sometimes. So it'll be interesting to take that white paper back home and really dig into that and work with our partners at Co-op to understand how we can utilize that that data to really enhance our strategy.
Yeah, indeed. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, Chad, anything else to add to wrap up here? I know you're a busy guy, so I don't want to keep you too long, but any final thoughts here on?
No, just excited to be here, excited to be able to actually connect with you and talk to you, so thank you for that.
And thank you for coming down and visiting us in the States, and keep up the good work there in Canada, all righty?
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Chad, thank you so much. Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.